Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Have something to say? We'll answer the phone. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Good morning. Good morning. Rocking and rolling on the other side. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's get into it. No time to waste. These next 2 hours will fly by. Some of you will go to sleep. Some of you will get out of the car. Some of you will just cut the app off for your own sanity. And I understand that. I left the game tonight for my own sanity. Earlier than I had to. Took the train tonight. Usually I drive. Took the train tonight. Harry Potter towel night, whatever it was. Didn't drive up and, you know, got my towels. Of course, security giving me a hard time, as per usual, you know. Security is always on one. And it's like, man, this team is not even good enough for y'all to be acting like that. Let us in here. Let us get these towels. But, man, I had plans tonight to talk about what happened over the weekend. My last show was Thursday night. Friday, Yankees get walked off. I was going to talk about that. But Fernando Tatis news came in. I haven't said anything about that yet. maybe we'll save it for later. Zach Wilson. I watched Zach Wilson throw another pick and then go down with an injury that scared the whole NFL, not just Jets fans. I think everybody in NFL was like, oh, no, the Jets, J-E-T-S, just end the season. And then the Yankees were able to get a win Saturday. And I kept saying Saturday morning all the way through Saturday night, they better not lose tonight. You know why? Because we had a lot of good Yankees energy together in Ridgefield, Connecticut. I was blessed to meet Bernie Williams, Mariano Rivera, Jeff Nelson, Mookie Wilson. I don't want to leave him out. Mets guy, Yankees guys, whatever. What I'm saying is I played in the Bernie Williams celebrity softball game this Saturday. Got to meet two of my idols in Bernie Williams and Mariano Rivera, two of the guys that made me a Yankees fan, that made me think that the Yankees were always going to win, made me think that being a Yankees baseball fan would include multiple championships forever. Got to meet those guys. Was humbled and honored to get to play on their team. Mariano Rivera is the most competitive guy. No surprise there. He was stretching, throwing, running, warming up more than anyone else. First guy on the field. Only guy to hit a ball out of that that field. Only ball that cleared the fence was hit by Mariano Rivera. Nobody thought that was going to happen. Slow pitch softball. And Bernie Williams is probably the greatest guy I've met in a long time as far as being who he is, being athletically talented, musically talented, and just being a good person, man. Bernie, I had talked to over the phone. I had him on WFAN. It was my first time actually getting to meet him, shake his hand, and he was so gracious and welcoming and kind to everyone. And I was extremely flattered with how he was towards me. So there was a lot of good energy up there for the softball game. I carried that good energy with me. Here's a quick story before we get into the calls. I told you guys, I'm not a baseball player. I played football. I never got good at baseball. I thought I was going to, you know, go up there and embarrass myself. But, you know, I'm in the outfield with Mo, and he's telling me, hey, back up, man. This guy can hit. All right, no, hey, get ready for this. Two outs. Super competitive. He wants to win the game. I do an interview, I think, in the third inning. So they take me out of the outfield with Mo. Ball will find you. Ball gets hit to left field like three times. We give up some runs. We lose the lead. Mo comes back, and he looks in the dugout. He's looking at Steve. Shout out to Forge, who's managing the team, set up the whole event, Bernie's manager. And he's like, what's going on? We got to win the game. He's very competitive. And he looks at me. He's like, hey, you done? And I'm like, no, I'm not done. I was doing an interview. He's like, well, come on. Get back in. We need you. And the next inning, I have my first at bat. I go to the plate. First pitch I saw, I boomed it. I hit it over everybody's head. In the park, Little League home run. Got us on the board. We start scoring. We come back. We never lose the lead. I go back in the outfield. Mariano and I are tracking some things down out there and keeping it locked down. And it was a great time. Good food, good drinks, and concert after, and an awesome experience. I felt like I went to baseball heaven for the day. And the Yankees better win that night. I kept saying they have to win. There's a lot of good Yankees energy here. Got to meet Jeff Nelson. Have seen him at Yankee Stadium. Saw him in the fan cave. Never got to actually shake his hand until now. It was cool to meet him. My guy Jake Peavy, who I work with at MLB Network. We've met before at MLB Network. He was out there. And I don't know. It was just a good time. And I'm thankful that I was able to be a part of it. I look forward to doing it for years to come. And I'm glad the Yankees won that one game, the IKF game. I thought that that would be the turning point of the season, but nope. Instead, we hit the rock bottom of the season. They go on to lose a nationally televised game with A-Rod being as cringy as he usually is on national TV, touching Jeter, can't keep his face straight, can't just sit still. I've been on TV now for a couple months, and you can't be so fidgety. You make everybody else uncomfortable, A-Rod. Like, just chill, bro. And I'm sure some of y'all caught some of the K-Rod cast. I wanted to talk about that tonight. But the Yankees find a way to lose another game, and they find a way to steal the show again in a bad way. So let's get into the calls. Let's see what you guys' problems with this team are, your gripes, your issues, what you saw, what you think. Who's to blame? Is it Hal? Is it Cash? Is it Boone? Any of the players? Can't blame Cole. Can't blame the pitching, really. Let's get into it. I'm sure there's going to be some people that have a lot to say. Leading off, Robbie's calling in from Phoenix. What's up, Robbie? You're on the fan.
Yes, good evening. Good, yeah. I feel bad for you that they should give you that your money back after today. Here's what I'm saying. Aaron Boone has got to get fired. I've been watching Yankee games since 74. I played baseball high school, college. I've seen baseball not just in this country but throughout the world. Aaron Boone is not only the worst manager in MLB, he's the worst manager in the world of professional baseball.
He just won 400 games. They just celebrated his 400th win on Saturday when IKF won the game.
Garbage. Garbage. A chimpanzee could have won those games.
Yeah, okay? But, the Yankees, I saw a stat. What was the stat? The Yankees need to go 28-18 to win 100 games this year. From this point on, they need
it's
to go 28-18. To win 100 games.
Now maybe you're Blues young about this. Do you remember what Jim Morris said? Playoffs? Yeah. I don't think we're going to win another game. This team stinks.
Oh, man, am I Why ready for football. Manager? They can kick the NFL off tomorrow for me, please.
Yes, please. Fire this manager. He is awful. And let me go why he's so awful. He keeps putting Donaldson forth. Donaldson should retire. He's hot garbage. Hicks should not even be in this lineup, period. And then he takes out Wandy. Why are you taking out Wandy? He's your most reliable pitcher. And he puts in this bum from Oakland. Aaron Boone could not manage his way out of a paper bag. Aaron Boone is a liability on this team. He's not a leader of men. No one in that clubhouse respects him. He's got to get fired ASAP. He is a joke.
Had a chance to cut ties with him when his contract ended last year. Thanks for the call, Robbie. And also, I want to say this. If I hang up on you, I'm not hanging up on you. I'm just moving the show along. So if you hear doot, 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 that just means thank you for calling in. Thank you for adding to the show. We got to move on to the next thought, next caller. In the offseason, which The way last season ended, I was ready for them to move on from Aaron Boone. He's a great guy, nice guy. I haven't met him yet. When I do meet him, I'll shake his hand, thank him for the wins and the good times. But ultimately, last year, the way the season ended, I'm like, okay, I've seen enough, right? I'm like, this team is regressing. They need a new voice. They need a new face. They need a new image. And I got to the point last year where I could not even listen to the postgame. You guys have heard me say this. I was strictly listening to Sweeney Murdy's postgame because I could not watch Boone in the postgame on Yes. I couldn't look at him. I couldn't hear anything. It's not personal. It's my love for this team and the direction of this team. Teams mimic the manager. So for me last year, I was like, hey, open up the search. Why not? If you bring Boone back because you can't find somebody better, okay. But open up the search. Nope, the Yankees told us, actually, you guys don't know anything. We're going to run it back. And the deal was 3 years with an option for four. I'm like, okay, so this is another 4 years. It is what it is, folks. So your manager is going to be your manager. He's not getting fired. He's not going anywhere. The organization has complete belief in him. That's their guy. They ran it back with him. And Cashman said, I don't know when it was. I think it was an off-season interview, but he was asked about Boone. And he said, I remember the words coming out of his mouth, that he wanted Boone to have as much time as Girardi and Torrey had as manager. So that tells you what you need to know. Go look up how long they managed. He's not there yet. This next contract will bring him right to like being there. And this isn't the years of the Yankees where heads roll. He's not going to get fired because this team has gone on this skid. And he's also not going to get fired if this team is one and done in the postseason. I'm sorry to tell you all that. Matt is in Port Jeff Station next up on The Fan.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. Thanks for calling in.
That was, just to start off, that was a great story about Mo. I just wish that the Yankees had the same level of urgency that Rivera had.
Bro, I'm saying, I'm watching the captain, and I'm listening to Jeter even last night. When Jeter is visibly uncomfortable when they ask him about his worst losses or the worst years, like he'll never get over it. I'm watching Mariano Rivera
yeah.
on a softball field trying to coach every position, trying to coach everybody up, looking at the other team like, we're not losing to these random guys. Let's go.
It's crazy. Their loss to Seattle really broke me, and at that point, I knew they were going to lose to Boston. I thought they were going to get swept, honestly. The fact that they won one game is incredible, and to me, I figured out a way to save the season for Yankee fans. They're not winning the World Series this year. It's not happening. So let's enjoy Judge's run. He might break the record this year. Let's just enjoy this run. He's probably going to leave. And you know what? Whatever happens, happens in October. They're not beating Houston. They may not even beat whoever they face in the first round, because if it's Seattle, forget about it.
I mean, there's Yankees fans that are scrambling. They're saying, oh, they're thinking. They don't want to be the one seed because they don't want to face. No one knows. And thanks for the call, Matt. I don't want to get too far into the future because the future looks grim when you actually break it down. I already hinted at Benintendi looks like he doesn't want to be here. It's like, whoa, I got traded here for this half season. I'm not re-signing here. Whatever happens this year happens. My average can't drop that low. And then when you talk about Judge, this season shifting into Judge's MVP season and Judge winning the record, and that can't be it, right? Not the way this season started, not with the comparisons to the 98 team, not with all the talk about this is Cashman's masterpiece. This is the team that's getting back to what the, stop. Don't want to get that far into the future, folks. When you actually start to look at all this and break it down, another year, getting into the offseason talk, it's not what you want to do tonight, right? I'm hitting the panic button, but I'm not hitting the I'm done button. Like, you're never done. If you're a Yankees fan or just a fan, like, you're not done until you're mathematically out or you're eliminated. I'm not done. What I'm done with is the nonsense. The not scoring, the different lineups, the decisions of who to pitch, who to bring out of the bullpen, the nonsense on the field with, like, the umps and the calls and them getting frustrated. And it's like, you know what? They're not just frustrated at the umps. They're frustrated at themselves, because this is embarrassing to go from the way that they started this year to be playing how they're playing This is becoming who they are now. It's disgusting. I'm sick about it. Because it isn't a skid. A skid is when you had a bad couple weeks. Two. This has been a bad stretch for... I haven't put a bet on the New York Yankees since July 10th. And that was the last time they were in Fenway before this time. That tells you everything, right? If I'm not putting any money on these guys, that means I haven't had any faith in these guys. And I hadn't had faith in them since before that. They don't rise to the occasion, right? So it's like we're all of this for October. Oh, there's a 10-game lead. It's fool's gold. They don't rise to the occasion. They haven't responded in big games. There are no big games. The big games are just big to us fans. None of these games are big. DJ's not on the IL yet, but rest him, you know. Giancarlo was working his way back. They told us he was exhausted, but that became now a month-long injury. They haven't been able to beat good teams. This whole week where they'll host good teams is a test. Dog days or not, it is a test on your home field. Will you wake up? Will you respond? Will you do what it takes to win a game? That was a winnable game tonight that I was at. I had to leave for my own sanity. Let's take another call before we go to break. My guy JJ and T-Neck, you got through. JJ, what's up?
Yeah, no, I definitely got through. Where should I even start with this? This has been pent up over now 2 months, right, of bad baseball, of not looking good baseball. At the beginning, and you were with me with this, you give it a chance. You take it slow. You keep the vibes positive. But now it's been 2 months, Keith. Where do we start with this? They need a spark. Cole said in the postgame today, we need a spark.
IKF gave him one. IKF had me fired up Saturday night. Like, that was the spark. That was the turning point.
There have been moments in this in the last 2 weeks where you've been like, that's the spark. That's the moment. And they just can't. There's no momentum building. And my other thing is, I don't believe that anyone should be fired, because at this point, a free fall like this, everyone comes into play. So unless you're going to get rid of everyone,
yeah,
you can't
but,
really.
You know. Robbie said what he said, but at the same time, yeah, we all know Boone is not getting fired in August.
Agreed.
He's not getting
it's
fired. He's going to finish out his contract.
But people are calling for Cashman's head because Cashman has been there, nope, and he's part of the reason that, like,
you've heard me say this, JJ. That's Cashman's job till he does not want to do it anymore.
Yep. And the other thing is Cashman, he's been hugging certain prospects.
Thank you.
I can't have a stopgap.
Before we go to break, talk to me. I want to stop you for a second, JJ.
Right.
Trade deadline comes. You miss out on Luis Castillo. I think some rumblings came out of who was in the trade or who wasn't. But you hug the prospects. You miss out on the guy that served you three times now, right? You also somehow missed out on getting a better center fielder. Also missed out on Pablo Lopez, from what we kind of know as fans reading anything on Twitter. Who knows what to believe? But let's focus on the prospects, right? This team is struggling. This team is dying in front of us. Inject some young talent, some young energy, some young life, some excitement into this team by calling someone up, at least one of these guys up, right?
Yeah, definitely. And what I don't understand is that we needed a center fielder. We have a center fielder in AAA. His name is Esteban Florio.
They don't love him. I told you that a long time ago. They don't love him. They don't look at him like we look at him. And what do we look at him as? We don't look at him as a great option. We look at him as he's got to be better than Hicks.
At least give him a chance. He's never had any major league run. Give him a chance. Who knows? Peraza. Can Peraza be a worse hitter than IKF? Maybe. But we don't know until we see it. And I get the fact that they don't want to change it up because how good the first half was. But guess what? Your last 2 months, you've been playing below 500 baseball. Maybe it's time to switch it up.
They want to smoke this lead, bro. They want to smoke this lead. Then we'll see if you can turn it on. When now the math is looking like, I don't even want to say it, bro. I really don't want to talk too deep into the future because I don't want to even put that energy out there.
The future brings up jinxes, and I don't like that. Also, I haven't seen a World Series yet. I was 5 in 2009 when they won last.
Another good point. The kids. I'm sorry for the kids that got all hyped up in May and June, and they're really thinking man.
I'm with this team because this was our best chance. It looked like since 2017, this looked to be our best chance, But where has that gone the last 2 months? Nowhere. It's gone absolutely nowhere. The dog days of summer kills them again, like every other season.
JJ, it wasn't even the dog days. They started struggling around July. When I say they don't win big games, they go to Pittsburgh. After losing to the Guardians, right, they go to Pittsburgh. And that was Pittsburgh's biggest crowd.
That was
their
killer.
World Series for those guys. And they lose that game. They can't respond.
Those two series were the beginning of, like, warning signs that we all should have taken. But we kind of
I did. The next series was in Fenway. I told you I didn't put a bet on them since July 10th. That was the last game that they end up splitting the series in Fenway. I'm like, oh, this isn't right. Something's wrong with these guys. Then they lose the series to the Reds at home, and I knew right there. I'm like, hold on. I said these guys are 1 foot into the All-Star break.
It was so bad, and then it also hasn't been good. Just Stanton not being in a lineup. Like, I understand he's hurt, but it just sucks not having him there.
It sucks, but like not for nothing. You know that this comes with Stanton, right? Like, you're not going to get a full season of a healthy Giancarlo Stanton. It's going to be a calf or a Achilles or a quad. And I love Stanton. I gave him props because we're talking about Joey Gallo being booed, and now again we're talking about Aaron Hicks being booed. Well, Giancarlo Stanton was booed just for his contract and a little bit of struggles. He wasn't even struggling like these guys are struggling, and he overcame that. So I have love for him. Especially what he did in 2020 postseason and how he kills the Red Sox and the Astros. But I have come to accept that this guy is not going to be healthy all year, especially when we're playing him in the outfield. This year was his first year making the All-Star game as a Yankee. He goes to the All-Star game, wins MVP, comes out of the All-Star game not ready to go right away. And here we are.
Yeah, no, that was a sign. And then the last thing I just want to get out quickly is I love Harrison Bader, Jewish baseball player. But he's going to be better than Hicks defensively, but offensively.
He's going to be better than Hicks offensively. Bro, if you actually go and look up Hicks's numbers in the last, like, I'll say this before we go to break.
I know.
JJ, thank you for the call, bro. On Yes Network, they posted a graphic. They didn't waste any time going in on Aaron Hicks. And I'm not going to waste time either. It's not personal. It's just facts. You know where the holes are on this team. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. You keep running the same guy out there. Liability in center. You have Judge that can play center. Well, we got to preserve Judge, put him in right, put this guy in center. No matter how many games he's played in center, defense wasn't there tonight. And then when you look at the numbers, in the last 16 games, he has 5 hits and 53 at-bats. 0 extra base hits, 2 RBI. He's slugging a .094 in the last 16 games, which have been a terrible stretch of baseball, the worst stretch of baseball that the Yankees have played this year and going back to last year, right? And I'll say this before I go to break. My guy, Joe's McFly, tweeted out, he said, He said, and it's funny because we used to do the podcast Pinstripe Strong together. He said, I remember last year, Keith McPherson said around this time, I'm not going to let the Yankees ruin my summer. And then he said, I think I hit that point today, man, LOL. Yeah, I'm having a great summer. I'm having a blast. But watching these guys night after night do what they do is ruining my summer. And I feel like we're on a different roller coaster, but a similar roller coaster. Like, I don't know. We're at Six Flags. This is Batman. Now we're Batman, and now we're on Chiller. Like, they're similar, but they're different. Like, and those were fun rides. This ride sucks. Last year it would be a up week, down week, up and down, week by week, series by series. Now it's like this roller coaster shot us up all the way to the top, just so we could creak, 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 creak a little slowly down, and now we're spiraling all the way down, out of control, free-falling, don't know when it's going to stop, but there are some people that will tell you, don't worry, it's going to shoot right back up to the top. This team can still win the World Series. I don't know what Major League Baseball games you've watched. I don't know what sports you've watched. I don't know what teams you've watched. But you are what you consistently do. You are what you put on paper. You are what your record is. And this does not look like a World Series team, so I'm not going to sell you that dream tonight. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We have to take a break. 877-337-6666. Please call me up and tell me something. You're listening to The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
History is on our side.
Swung on and looked to shallow center field. It is a base hit. One run scores Bernie. Here's Matsui. He scores. Posada goes to second.
WFAN is the home of Yankees baseball.
The Fan on 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
Yes, sir. Right back at it. Keith McPherson on the Fan. It is August 16th, about a half hour into Tuesday morning. Last night, the Yankees found a way to lose once again. I mean, it's easy to lose when you don't score. It's a scoring competition, not a hitting competition. Aaron Boone told us that. The Yankees lose 4-0 to open the only home stand in August. And, they waste a Garrett Cole performance, another great Garrett Cole performance, against a team that he struggled with some. Garrett Cole is not the concern anymore, and I'm happy for Garrett Cole, right? A lot of people have been killing Garrett Cole all season, and it seems like he's tightened up now after that Mariners performance, which was terrible. Makes you just realize that, you know, the guy did have a bad inning. I think he was trying too much to pitch to these guys instead of attacking these guys and going at these guys. And now he seems to be going at guys more, and he's in control. But can't have one without the other. It's baseball. You got to have both sides, right? There's top of the inning, bottom of the inning. And when the Yankees figure out how to pitch, they can't figure out how to hit. And even when they do hit, they find ways to erase those hits by grounding into double plays. Aaron Hicks had one brutal one tonight with the bases loaded. Judge had two that killed rallies. that, you know, killed innings where, like I said, that first inning, Yankees should have been on the board. It's a quick inning for Cole. I think it was like a 10-pitch inning for Cole. Back at home, fans behind you, thinking that, you know, Harry Potter night is going to be lit, a success. And the Yankees find a way to ruin a perfectly good Monday night in the Bronx. And that Bronx cheer was ringing out. It's going to ring out all week. Nobody cares how these guys feel about being booed. Nobody cares how these guys talk in the media anymore, right? I'm tired of hearing about the 10-game lead or, you know, ultimately we're going to be fine. What is fine to you? What do you mean ultimately you're going to be fine? You're going to be fine getting into the postseason and then the bats going cold again? I looked on Yankees.com and it said, you know, Yankees bats go cold. They haven't been hot. They didn't just go cold. They've been cold. So the headline says when you go to Yankees.com, Yankees bats go cold. They've been cold. And the Mets lost last night as well. The Atlanta Braves are celebrating like they own the Mets for winning one game after actually the Mets have owned them. I'm not sure. I think the Mets took 6 out of 8. So I guess now the Mets have only taken 6 out of 9. And I look at that game from what I saw. Spencer Strider, good night for him. But with the rain delay and Carlos Carrasco going 2 innings, being hurt, and then you got to turn it over to the bullpen. And Medina, who I feel like I haven't seen for a while, rough go at it for him. I mean, these are the Braves. The Atlanta Braves, they're the defending world champions. They have guys in that lineup that do damage. And, you know, talking about prospects, the defending world champions are calling up prospects to help them out. But the New York Yankees, who have played some of the worst baseball in Major League Baseball over the last 2 months, would never. I said to someone today, expect to see Tyler Wade come up if DJ hits the IL. and I'm laughing because I'm losing my mind. I'm laughing because, like, that actually could happen. If DJ hits the IL this week, who comes up? Not Oswald Peraza. No way. No way. It's going to be Tyler Wade. That's why they re-signed him, and he'll be back. I'd be less surprised. I'd be less surprised to see Brett Gardner pull up. Like, who knows what these guys are thinking or what they're doing, but from what I've seen with the Yankees, they're the smartest guys in the room. You know, they know what's going on. We don't know anything. We just watch night after night expecting different results, and this team does not have it. The lineup, when the lineup came out today, I said, whatever at this point. Whatever at this point. Let's go, though. Like, I need to see some urgency. Not slamming helmets, not arguing with the ump. Some urgency where you're picking up your teammates. Some urgency where you're making plays, where you're locked in. IKF still seems locked in to me. Had a nice double play. I mean, as much as fans wanted to hate on that young man, he seems locked in, and I don't really expect too much out of him. He had a knock tonight, got on base. But all in all, you know, lineup construction, it is what it is. They'll probably run the same lineup out there later tonight. I'm definitely not going to the game. It is what it is. Yankees are in a terrible stretch. This team is 72-44. And there were people asking me, how many games do you think the Yankees are going to win? Now, I didn't put a number on it. Not on MLB Network, not on WFAN. Why? In the event that something went down like this. I'm not going to say, okay, they're going to win 108 games. They might not win 100. And that's kind of crazy thinking about the way that they started. So let's get back to the calls, 877-337-6666. Call me up with your thoughts, your gripes, your complaints. Get it out, and then we turn the page. It's already Tuesday, and the good thing about baseball is you do get a chance right away to erase your last game. You're only as good as your last game, which for the Yankees sucks, because even if they go back to their second-to-last game, boo! Phil is in Manhattan on the fan. What's up, Phil?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Excuse me. You know, I happen to have had the displeasure of wasting 3 hours of my life and money sitting at Yankee Stadium watching the Yankees do a surrogate act of the 1962 New York Mets, except with one difference. The 1962 New York Mets were better. That's right.
I'm sorry you had to sit through that. Did you get a Harry Potter towel tonight?
Yeah, I got the towel. And to the management of the Yankees, I say thank you very much. I didn't ask for the towel. They gave it to me. I was shocked. I didn't even know they were even giving out towels.
Yeah, you came there to see the Yankees play. You were trying to get a win at home, hoping they'd right the ship tonight, right?
You know, let me tell you something. If the Yankees' strategy is to tread water, you know, until they make it into the playoffs, presuming they make it into the playoffs, and I don't think that's a sure shot, they're going to get demolished in the playoffs because they've lost that winning edge. They need an Apollo Creed who had to bring Rocky Balboa back. That's what the Yankees need now. They lost the eye of the tiger.
Yeah.
They lost it.
This is who they are right now, and they can't shake it. They can look in the mirror. They can have a team meeting. They still can't shake it. They still can't get back to what they were the first couple months of the season, and that's why I don't want to hear about it, right? And like you just said, they're not – I don't care what people say about the 10 games, you know, it only matters in October. This is the same team that the last few years told you, yeah, well, when we get to October and we're whole and we're healthy, they'll be able to flip the switch. It's not that easy. It's kind of arrogant to think that you can just do that.
Yes, it is arrogant. Now, one other point, thanks a lot for taking my call. But one other point, regarding Aaron Judge, he's having a great season. I'm an Aaron Judge fan. I've been to 11 Yankee games, okay, including tonight's Yankee game. I've seen Aaron Judge do very heroic things on the ball. I see him hit those two walk-off home runs at Yankee Stadium, okay, and I even videoed them. I am an out-and-out Aaron Judge fan. But between his paltry performance tonight and his even more paltry performance on Sunday, I would have to question whether or not he's really the MVP.
That's tough. Great call, Phil. And I got to question his music selection. He changed his walk-up song tonight. He had Logic playing when he came to the plate. He grounded into two double plays tonight. Logic threw out the first pitch. If you ask me, Logic is banned from Yankee Stadium. No, I'm just playing. I like Bobby Tarantino. Logic's got a couple good mixtapes. Go listen to Bobby Tarantino 1 and 2. I don't really get too much into Logic's albums, but you know, if you listen to Logic, there's album Logic, mixtape Logic. I'm more into mixtape Logic. But there's no logic behind what these Yankees have become. There's no rhyme or reason behind this. It isn't injuries. That's why I said, I guess, you know, people are telling you, oh, you got to believe. Even my mom texted me. My mom texted me, asking me how I was doing. She knows I'm not doing good. I've been trying to duck some of this. I've been trying to lay low. And I kept it a bean with her. I kept it a buck with her. I'm like, I'm not about to pretend for these people. My mom was like, yeah, you know, just keep the faith. I know. I've been listening. I've been watching. They still have a lead. They still have some room. I'm like, room? Like, room for error? No, they don't. I'm like, they suck. She's like, they don't suck, Keith. It's a long season. I'm like, I'm tired of hearing these things. I did that for the last month. Going into the All-Star break, I had the excuses for them. There's no more excuses now. Somebody's got to make it make sense to me, right? I understand not panicking a couple weeks ago. But when you see this, I'm like, this is different. I don't know what we're seeing anymore. These guys can't even luck into runs. This is baseball. The worst team in baseball. We're about to play the Oakland A's and the Angels after this homestand. If the Yankees can't score against those guys. Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know what to tell y'all. But I'm not going to be the type to get up here and lie. I'm not going to be the type to get up here and pretend. If I was selling you that dream that this looks like a championship team, you would have thought that I drank 10 beers at Yankee Stadium tonight. I didn't have one. I was dead sober. Left in the seventh inning, like, okay, there's no need to stay for this. I knew they were going to lose. I had no faith. And in the past, I have left games, and my whole thing was, okay, if I leave, good things will happen. The last caller said he's seen Aaron Judge homer. I miss Aaron Judge's three-run homer against Toronto. I missed his walk-off single to beat the Astros. I was 1 foot out the door when he walked it off against the Royals. I did get to see that, but my whole mode and feeling tonight was, I got to get back to the station. I didn't drive tonight. I got to take the train tonight, and I can't play around with these trains being late. I got to sit down and look at some stuff and try and figure this out. There's nothing to figure out. This team is not good. They haven't played good baseball in a long time. I don't know who to blame. I don't know if it's the baseball gods, if it's a Joey Gallo curse. I really do think there's something in the chemistry with the team, though. With Jordan Montgomery, I'm like, the way that the team reacted to that, they haven't been right since. And there's just some weird energy around the fact that they could not score with Jordan Montgomery on the mound. Now they're not scoring with anybody on the mound. It doesn't matter who it is. It's like the Monty curse. Like, okay, well, you guys traded a good guy that people liked in the clubhouse. He was just mid. He was just an average pitcher. Well, now when your pitchers do rise to the occasion and you need your bats to wake up, they can. It's like Jordan Montgomery's still on the mound. Mo out in Brooklyn. What's up? You're on the Fan.
Good morning, Keith. How are you?
Good morning. I've been better. This is the worst stretch of baseball I've seen in a while. I'm thinking back to last year. I'm like, at least last year, right, they'd suck for a week. Then they'd give us some hope. And then it would be like, all right, they're blowing a game because of Boone pitching Andrew Heaney or forcing Zach Britton to pitch when he didn't want to pitch or whatever. Like, there was more of a rhyme and reason to it. Like, this, I actually can't put a finger on one thing. There's so many things.
The thing that's bothering me the most about this team, and I went to the game tonight, sat in the Legends tonight, my one game a year I go to, lucky me. And I look up at the scoreboard and I see Donaldson with his healthy .222 average batting cleanup. And he just, and nothing against Donaldson, he had a great career, he hasn't caught up to a fastball in 3 years. The thing that hit me is that the same guys who have sucked all year get trotted out there again and again and again. And you mentioned the Braves bring up prospects. Not to say that the prospects are the end-all be-all. But you didn't trade these prospects because you needed to hoard them. Why not bring some of them up? The best reliever maybe in the organization is sitting in AAA right now as I watch Trevino puke away the ninth inning. Any shot that they might have had in the bottom of the ninth inning, they had Trevino on the mound when the best reliever in the organization, Marinaccio, is in the minors.
Thank you.
Hicks is terrible. I don't care that you don't like Floreal. Why are you having guys that are not the best at the position in the organization playing? Why is Hicks in center field?
You know that they know, right? They traded for Hicks, and they decided to give him that contract. They know better than you, Mo.
But that's my thing. Donaldson batting cleanup, he hasn't caught up to a fastball in 3 years. Why is he
still batting cleanup? Oh, they also traded for him. They also thought that was a good idea to trade for a $25 million, 36-year-old third baseman that's way past his prime.
It's all these things. That not saying that there's a better option than Donaldson on the roster currently with the injury, but why is he batting cleanup?
They built this roster. They built this team. Why are there not better options?
I agree with that. This is on Cashman. His trade acquisitions. Now, Montas was good on Saturday, but most of his trade acquisitions have been mighty underwhelming. He didn't go all in. Like, that's what I meant with the prospects. Right. You didn't go all in to get Castillo. So then play these prospects.
Yeah,
the Braves brought up Harris from Double A. The Braves brought up the second baseman from Double A. If you're not gonna trade the prospects, then bring them up. Bring them up. Why, if you're not gonna trade these prospects, because they're so great, they're gonna be great. We kept Frazier for 5 years. Cliff Frazier and Miguel Andujar and all these guys,
and
I'm
Chance
sure these prospects
Adams.
That we kept are gonna be great. But if they're so great that you couldn't trade for Luis Castillo, bring him up.
I don't know. Thanks for the call, Mo. The thing with the prospects, like, it doesn't make sense to you. If you're a fan and you're saying, right, you're looking at the trade deadline and you're saying, I know I was saying this to myself, I'm like, all right, the only guys we gave up were like J.P. Sears, Waldichuk, Medina. And I'm like, all right, those were guys that we knew, but their arms, like, it's a couple arms. You got to give to get. We gave them, and we got two back. We got Montas and Trevino back. But if you got guys like this Oswald Peraza kid who every Yankees fan knows now for two reasons. One, because there's a lot of Yankees fans that don't like IKF, so they're looking for him to replace him. And two, the kid is good. He puts up a highlight every game. Whether it's a defensive or offensive highlight, you see it. And now, in the last couple years, right, like with video and with Twitter, these guys are very visible. They're not hiding in the minors. It's not hard to find clips of these guys. I don't understand why you hug prospects, why we applaud you for not giving up the farm. What's the point in not giving up the farm if you're not going to use your homegrown guys? Not this year. They got to bake some more. They're not done yet. They're not ready to go yet. Okay, I guess. I mean, even if it's just to inject some type of energy, some type of young energy, some type of buzz into this team. Shake this thing up. Some of these guys are wild comfortable. Too comfortable. That they're asleep at the wheel. And that's the difference. The Yankees in the past were not comfortable. They were slightly afraid. Had a little bit of fear that if they didn't go out there and produce, they could be replaced, traded, removed, benched. There's none of that now. These guys just roll out there. It is what it is. Packed house on a Monday night. 42,000 plus out here. Yeah, you know, we're going to just waltz into a victory. No, Tampa is a team with a good manager and enough good players, and they are in the hunt as well. They are a postseason team right now as well. They're not laying down. They came to Yankee Stadium and dominated over the last three, 4 years. And they're still not afraid of Yankee Stadium. And the fans in the stadium are patiently waiting for anything to yell about, scream about, erupt over. Couldn't get one run across the board. My guy Anthony in Jersey City on the fan. Anthony. Doop. Well, I know my guy Jimmy's in Jersey City on the fan. Jimmy, are you there?
My man Keith, man. Come on, bro. I thought you were strong, bro. You tell me you lead the brigade out there in the bleachers and you're breaking down and ready? I thought you were tough. Okay, now, let me talk. Let me give a few minutes like my man Josh gets.
This isn't a breakdown.
Come on, bro.
This is reality.
Be strong, man. It's not reality. Look where they
your favorite player. Your injuries. Favorite player had a big game tonight, Jimmy.
You, bro. There's a big game. There's a big game to come. Let me talk for a minute. They got a lot of injuries in the last 2 months. No other team in first place has had gone through what we've gone through. And I'm not worried because come September, the last 2 weeks, Severino will be back, Castro will be back, Britton will be back, Stanton will be healthy, Rizzo will be healthy, Benetton will be, and all those guys, your other bag of garbage, who I've been telling you for months, but you don't
Jimmy,
want to
Jimmy, the names you just named, they're healthy. They played tonight. Rizzo played tonight. Benintendi played tonight.
Stanton didn't play tonight.
You just named Rizzo and Benintendi. They played.
I didn't say Rizzo.
Rizzo's looking for hit by pitches. Benintendi's disinterested.
Let me talk to you a minute. Let me try to give you a little education here. You're worried. I've been a Yankee fan since I'm 12 years old.
That doesn't mean anything, Jimmy. Nobody cares about how many years you watched them. Talk about tonight. Talk about this team.
No, you worry too much. Stop crying like a little girl, bro. You like act like a little.
Now, Jimmy, I don't mind. I've met Jimmy before, right? But we're not going to yell over me. Jimmy, you didn't say anything. I gave you an opportunity to talk. First off, folks, nobody cares how long you've been watching the Yankees. This current Yankees does not look like the Yankees that you've watched over the years. I'm not that old, but I've watched the Yankees the last couple decades. This ain't it. Worried? It is beyond time to worry. And what are we talking about worrying? Okay, worrying is this. Worried that this team isn't as good as we thought they were, that's a valid concern. It's a valid worry. And then the part of the fan base that likes to think that this guy's going to come back, that guy's going to come back, we'll be better. And I'm telling you, that is fool's gold. Keep believing that. If that's what helps you sleep at night and take these losses, I can't do that. I'm not going to be the guy to sit up here and lie to you. This is alarming. And I get it. We all love the Yankees. I know there's some Mets fans that are listening that don't love the Yankees. They love this, especially on a night where they got smoked. The Yankees loss is a worse loss than the Mets loss because the Yankees are They're losing every night. They're getting shut out every night. They can't figure it out at all. And this was a team that people were saying, a juggernaut. The Yankees are all the way back. Tried to give Jimmy an opportunity to tell me something about right now. Jimmy is the guy that hated on Aaron Hicks consistently. Jimmy, you should have led with Aaron Hicks had his worst. This is a signature game in the wrong way. Like, just that fourth inning, not even the whole game. That fourth inning will be remembered about Aaron Hicks. The ball flying over his head, leading to a triple. And then later in the inning, the bases being loaded and him having an opportunity to do anything. He can't even make solid contact. Comes up small. If you're a Yankees fan, the bar is set every year at World Series. Because of the years before, I'm in the bleachers. They're arguing about 27, 27, 27. That 27 argument, we feels like we're going to get to 27 years since 27. It's not valid anymore to talk about, this many championships. Got to get back. The game has changed, evolved. You heard your own manager, Aaron Boone, say the league has closed the gap on us. So it's just not time for excuses anymore. I played sports. I watch all these sports. And there is no sport that you can lose this much and then all of a sudden just start ripping off wins. In October, you have to win every series. In October, you have to figure out how to win these one-run games. And in October, you got to be able to do both. You got to be able to hit some nights, pitch some nights, but really you got to be able to put both together to be the last team standing. And if you think that this team can be the last team standing based off of what they did in May and June, I'm sorry, folks. That's not how it works. They got to be figuring it out and coming together now and then get hot going into October. They could still do that, but it is time to panic. It is okay to be alarmed. This is not what anyone signed up for. 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.